You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Is this Sacramento Kings team fun to watch or what? Man, the optimism is running wild today on a Monday, a weekend of Sacramento Kings basketball. A little bit of negatives, but mostly positives for us to bring to the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. This is your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all season long. We give you highlights, we give you interviews, in-depth analysis, opinions, bad takes at times, and plenty of optimism. My name is Matt George, the blind optimist himself from Sports 1140 KHDK. That is the flagship radio station of the Sacramento Kings. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. Today, we are going to go through these two games that we had both on Friday in New Orleans and yesterday in Oklahoma City. The Kings are 1-2 through their first three games of the season. And even though that is a losing record, it's not 0-3, which after the first two losses, we were looking at a game against the Oklahoma City Thunder last night with Russell Westbrook returning on the road. That was their home opener, and you're thinking, oh man, this might be a rough start as now the Kings look forward to the Denver Nuggets to wrap up this three-game road trip. A lot of fans were fearing an 0-4 start. That will not be the case as the Kings do have at least one tally mark in the win column, but we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. We are going to recap the Kings versus Pelicans game. I have highlights for you in that. I also have highlights for you from last night's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder and some cool stats for you to share at the end of the season to just show how good this team has been on the offensive end and how much improvement the numbers are revealing already from this team from last year already to this season. But let's start with the Friday loss in New Orleans against the red hot Pelicans. I mean, I think they're beyond red hot. They might be white hot at this point. This team is incredible the way they're shooting and the way that they are playing right now after coming off of a big win on opening night against the Houston Rockets in Houston in front of their home crowd for their home opener. The New Orleans Pelicans stuck it to the Kings 149-129, and that was in four quarters of basketball. No overtime needed for them to drop 149 points. I'm going to talk about offense in the NBA and where the point totals and our averages are going and how we are trending upwards to where 120, 125, I think is going to start to become the norm for points scored in a season because of the rule changes that we've seen, the new shot clock, the new fouls, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm getting ahead of myself again. Here is Jason Ross's call of the Sacramento Kings' loss in New Orleans.
Top, Bielitsa puts it on the deck, drives to the paint, back up top to Yogi Ferrell, fake the three, finds Buddy, he'll pull the trigger, and he rattles it home. Buddy Hield comes back to New Orleans, the team that originally drafted him, buries a triple on the angle, and the Kings take a 3-1 lead. De'Aaron Fox, second possession for the Kings, gets into the paint, leaves it for Willie Cauley-Stein, he'll challenge AD, a step back two is good. Willie Cauley-Stein looked like Hakeem Olajuwon there with the dream shake. Buries the two, and the Kings regain a one-point lead, 5-4. New Orleans 3-4 start, Kings 2-3. Buddy feeds Willie Cauley-Stein in a two-hand rip in the paint. That was a good pick-and-roll play, and cutting to the basket is Willie Cauley-Stein, who connects on the two-pointer with an easy slam. On the left angle, De'Aaron Fox. He gets to the baseline, feeds it to a cutting Buddy Hield. Buddy's in traffic, nowhere to go. He circles out. And now the Kings have 12 on the shot clock. Feed inside to Willie Cauley-Stein. It's got position, and he lays it in. Had Drew Holiday had the size, lost his step a little bit, but was able to collect and score. Outlet to Holiday. Quickly in the front court. Here come the Pelicans. Lob to AD. He jammed it home! A one-hand redirect jam by Anthony Davis. Here on the other end, Bagley throws it down with two hands. Anything you can do, the Kings can do better. 21-15. What action here in the early going. Solomon Hill and Darius Miller on the floor for the Pelicans. Marvin Bagley steals the ball. Bagley to the rack. Two-hand throwdown for Marvin Bagley. The rookie now in double figures, and the Kings within five at 34-29. Randall favors the left hand, goes behind the back. Rejected by Bagley. Good recovery by the rookie. Final minute here in the opening quarter. Mason drives. Mason to the basket. Left hand is good off the glass and in, and the Kings within four at 36-32. What a play on one end, resulting into a nice move in transition by Mason on the other. Lob to AD, wild pass off the top of the backboard. Kings clear. Outlet to Fox. Fox to the basket. He is fouled, and he scored. So an and-one for De'Aaron Fox as the Kings are a free throw away from tying the game. Front court, it's Bagley. Bagley getting confidence as the game goes along. Tough shot. It doesn't matter. Marvin Bagley off the glass and in, challenging Miritich. And he now has 12 points. Game tied at 52 in his second game as an NBA professional. Now gets another feed. He's yet to miss. And let's see if he stays aggressive. Jabs goes middle. Marvin Bagley with a running scoop and score. Marvin Bagley, 5 for 5, 14 points in the first half. And the game is tied at 54. Buddy Hield claps for the ball and gets it. Goes right back to De'Aaron Fox working against Miritich. Goes by Miritich. Left hand scoop and score by De'Aaron Fox. Brilliant move by the second year pro. And so De'Aaron's warming up with 16 points. Holiday, he'll back down Buddy Hield. Throws back out to Anthony Davis. A deep three. Got it. Anthony Davis, 2 feet beyond the arc, put it high up in the air, and nothing but net. Second chance for the Kings. Mason fakes the three. Mason drives all the way to the basket. Rejected by Anthony Davis. Get that out of here. Here come the Pelicans. Ian Clark leaves it for AD. Back up top to Solomon Hill. He'll try another three. This time it's good. And New Orleans has opened up an 18-point lead, and they've hit 100 with 2:52 to go. Giles, he handles. Looks for cutters. Finds a backdoor cut. Beautiful feed from Giles to a hard-cutting Frank Mason with a layup is good. Man, he sees the court so well. Beautiful feed. Miller back to Miritich. Stolen away by Frank Mason. Kings with a 3-on-2. Mason leaves it for Bagley. Bagley to the rack. Scoop and score. 2 more points for Marvin Bagley. Bagley now with 19 points and 6 rebounds, 1 assist in his second game in his NBA career. Now quickly into the front court. Giles with 5 fouls. Challenges a 3 by Miritich. That's just dirty. Dirty pull there by Nikola Miritich. He saw a rookie, said, I got him. And he did. Another 3. Feed from Giles to a cutting Mason and a foul on New Orleans. Miritich, oh no, he's not going to do it again, is he? He wants to shoot the 3. He stepped back 3. Get out of here. Oh my goodness. He is on absolute fire. Nikola Miritich gets everybody on their feet. Bags another 3 over Marvin Bagley. It's now 128-100.
And that's where we will cut off the highlights, seeing as how it didn't get too much better from there. The final score, 149-129, was not quite a perfect indication of how this game went. The second half was all New Orleans, particularly in the third quarter, thanks to the hot hand of Nikola Miritich, and he's just been playing out of his mind so far. But the first half was very entertaining, very back and forth, and really quite enjoyable. Why? Because of the play of Marvin Bagley. Marvin Bagley, after playing only 12 minutes in the opener, came in and broke that point total in just 4 minutes. He only finished with 6 points in the home opener in those 12 minutes, had 6 points in 3 or 4 minutes to start that game, ended up in double digits after just one quarter of play. He was playing very, very well. He finished with 19 points and 8 rebounds in 33 minutes. That 33-minute mark, exactly what you want to see for Marvin Bagley in terms of playing time. But Pelicans, third quarter and second half in general, the Kings just had no answer defensively for both Miritich and Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis finished with 25 points and 10 rebounds. He gave Willie all that he could handle. Willie also aggressively went after him again as Willie finished with 20 points once again. So another good game for Willie Cauley-Stein going against another one of the best centers in the league. But Miritich, he was the hero. He was the man, red hot from three-point range, finished with 36 points in 31 minutes. 36 points in 31 minutes for Miritich. Just raining three-pointers. There's nothing the Kings could do. And a lot of the, you see 149 points and you assume that the Kings didn't play defense whatsoever. Now, I'm not going to come on this podcast network and explain to you and try and tell you that the Kings are a good defensive team, because they're not. However, the New Orleans Pelicans are shooting beyond lights out. They ended up shooting 58.9% for the game and just under 52% from three-point range. I mean, they are shooting lights out. And in the case of the highlight that you just heard, the step-back three by Miritich over Marvin Bagley, Bagley had a hand in Miritich's face. He just wasn't missing because he's red hot. That's pretty much how this Pelicans team is rolling right now. They are playing so well. They are not missing, particularly from the perimeter, which, remember, that was one of their biggest weaknesses last season heading into this year. So something's going on with New Orleans. And I will honestly say that I have completely underestimated this team. I thought New Orleans, now that they had lost to Marcus Cousins, Anthony Davis potentially on the outs after another couple of years, they might want to consider trading him. I don't know where the Pelicans were going, what kind of direction they had. They did bring in Julius Randle, who also had a good game, but they were kind of in this state of limbo. Were they really as good of a team as they looked when DeMarcus Cousins went down? Did they just catch fire and get hot at the right time? Or are they really that good? Well, based off of what we've seen in these first two games by them, they are really that good. I don't think they're going to be able to keep up this shooting pace throughout the entire season. In fact, I know they're not going to be able to. But as of right now, the New Orleans Pelicans are a beast to deal with on the offensive end. And the Kings, unfortunately, were victimized by the red-hot shooting of the Pelicans. But I left this game still feeling good. Like, I enjoyed the game. The Kings were playing fast. They were playing hard. They were enjoyable to watch. And the offense still clicked. They still managed to put up 129 points, shoot the ball well, move the ball well. And it was a good breakout game in the second game of his career for Marvin Bagley. So I felt positive about this game. And Alvin Gentry, the head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans, who deserves a lot of credit for how his team is playing right now, he had some great things to say about the Sacramento Kings. Listen to what Alvin Gentry said about this young Kings team.
They're a good young team that's very athletic, and they're playing with a lot of young guys. And they've got a lot of young guys who's trying to establish themselves in the league. And because of that, you know, they feel like they can go in and beat anybody at any time, and they had great wins last year.
Finally, before we move on to the game that everybody wants to talk about, the Kings win over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night, hear what Marvin Bagley had to say after his strong performance in New Orleans.
I did all right. We'd like to win and get it, get that going in that direction. But, it's a process. It's game two of a long season, so we just got to figure out what we need to do to, pull games like that out.
After giving up 149 points to the New Orleans Pelicans, the Kings learned just a couple hours before their tip-off of their matchup against the Oklahoma City Thunder that Russell Westbrook would be playing. Fans saw that news, were a little concerned that this team would be 0-3 and heading into a tough matchup in Oklahoma City as it was their home opener, but Kings ended up getting the job done. A very, very good performance. Easily their best defensive performance of the season. Take a listen to the highlights from this Sacramento Kings win, 131-120 in Oklahoma City, with the G-man, Gary Gerald.
Shepherd in his first ever Kings start, working out on top. He's going for a triple. He's got another one. The Kings are 3-of-3 from downtown. Lead is back to 6 at 14-5. Jump on the right angle in three-point range. Creeps forward. Decides to launch again. He's got another one. It's the third three-pointer knocked down by Iman Shumpert in this opening quarter. Kings with a seven-point lead at 17-10. Straight away, Westbrook with a long three, and he hits it. He got hit by Fox on the release. I'm surprised that didn't end up being a four-point opportunity. So we're back to a two-point game at 17-15. Harry Giles digs in on Adams, hooks a pass to the near corner. Shumpert's open. He fires. He hits another one. Iman Shumpert has knocked down his fourth three-pointer in this first half. Here's Giles now at the left elbow, moves to the top of the circle. Great pocket pass inside. Twisting reverse is scored by Shumpert, who has a 16-point first quarter. There's another superb pass from the rookie, Harry Giles. 28-23, lead back to 5. Here's Giles now at the left elbow, moves to the top of the circle. Great pocket pass inside, twisting reverse is scored by Shumpert, who has a 16-point first quarter. There's another superb pass from the rookie, Harry Giles. 28-23, lead back to 5. Kings now have Yogi Ferrell. Shakes right, goes left, twists his way inside, gets the bounce on a little piece of magic. My goodness, he had to contort his body all over the place there, but he was able to get his first 2 points, and that puts the Kings into a 32-32 deadlock. Farrell will be the initiator. Comes across midcourt, 5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. He drives it hard right. He stops on a dime. He launches. He hits with 0.6 seconds to go. Two ball knocked down by Yogi Ferrell. Jackson drives, plants, turns, flips. No good. Stick back Marvin Bagley coming from the left side of the floor. Beautifully timed. Bagley now with his second bucket. He's got 4 points, and it's tied at 36. Got a shot attempt around the rim that's missed. by the Thunder. Here comes Fox wiggling his way up the floor. He jets to the rim. He scores on the drive with a left-hand scoop. Nice job by De'Aaron Fox. He now has 7 points. Ahead now to De'Aaron Fox quickly. Skips to the far corner to McLemore. Fakes the three. Drives the baseline. Gives to Giles. He's open for a 12-footer, and he scores it. Right baseline. Harry Giles. Nice rhythm. And a nice find by Ben McLemore for the assist. Kings do lead by 10. Here's a steal. Farrell knocks the ball away. Farrell on the run out. 2 seconds to go to the rack. Twisting reverse. He scores the basket. 1.9 to go. 68-56. And we got a whistle here as time expires. Ball too high from Fox. The Harry Giles couldn't control it. Here comes Westbrook end to end to the rim. It's a one-man wrecking crew. Russell Westbrook. Wow. He's now got 21. Here's Shumpert with a step back 18-footer, and he's got a bucket. Nicely done by Iman Shumpert. He's now got himself a 20-point ball game. Westbrook with a pass. Stolen by Shumpert. Breakaway. Iman. He mishandled it. He got away with a travel or a juggle. No, they give him the basket. They said it was all right. I thought that was going to be a turnover as the ball almost got away from him. He's got 22. Lead back to 15 at 81-66. Nice pass, but it was stolen from Heald. In transition come the Thunder. George in the far corner. Inside 6 minutes to go. He finds his way inside. He hammers down a jam, and he's fouled. Three-point opportunity for Paul George. That is exactly what you can't allow this team to do. And you're going to get this crowd engaged, and very shortly as they try to build some momentum, this place can become bedlam. It's 83-72. Turnover number 13 for OKC. See if the Kings can capitalize. Fox pogos into the lane. Twists. Scores with a left hand. That sudden burst of acceleration just inside the three-point arc, and Fox making an up-and-down twisting move to the left side of the lane. Now in double figures, has 11 points. Rebounded by Adams. Ball snapped out of his hands, and it's stolen by Fox. Kings push. They've got numbers. Fox going all the way with the right hand. He scores coming down the right side of the lane. Jackson slashes left, feeds it back to Marvin, reaches with the left hand. He draws the foul, and he scores. David Yeager loving that action between Justin Jackson and Marvin Bagley. Cross-court feed goes to Shumpert, eludes a defender, leans in, goes glass, and scores on about a 16-footer. Iman Shumpert now has 24 points. Out of the timeout, they advance the ball to the front court. Shumpert with the inbounds pass to Cauley-Stein, back to Shump. He rocks, he fires, he hits the bucket. Kings have 26 from Shumpert. He's within one of his career scoring high. But more importantly, it's an 11-point lead for Sacramento at 119-108. Ball in the hands of De'Aaron Fox, the young second-year player matched up with Dennis Schroeder. Screen from Cauley-Stein, hooks the pass over. Buddy Hield is open for three. Buddy Buckets delivers the triple. Kings lead it 122-113. Huge three ball knocked down by Buddy Hield, his second make of the night. To Willie Cauley-Stein, drives to the free throw line, kicks to the corner. Here's Justin Jackson with the ball fake, pulls up off the bounce. He knocks down a 15-footer on the right wing. It's 126-115. And again, Sacramento answering to every challenge from OKC. Jackson near corner, challenged by Adams. Attacks, two defenders, pocket pass, Cauley-Stein, two-hand flush. Oh, that's huge right there. What a pass from Justin Jackson, and Willie Cauley-Stein taking it above the rim. Looks for Jackson, hooks a pass. There's Willie wide open again. They beat the rotating defense, and the Kings are in the driver's seat, up by 10, 45 seconds to go, 130-120.
Have a game, Iman Shumpert, 26 points in 30 minutes. Iman was stroking it, he was feeling it, and he felt good coming out of the gate. He still has taken too high of a volume of shots for my liking as a more defensive-minded wing and a good perimeter defender. However, when you're hot, you're hot, and the Kings did a good job recognizing that he was feeling it that night. He did have the hot hand, and they got him the ball, but he was not the only hero. De'Aaron Fox played 42 minutes in this game, Kings fans. 42 minutes for your young star, and he put up numbers in those 42 minutes, 22 points and 10 assists for his first double-double of the season. Russell Westbrook finished with 32 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists in 35 minutes in his debut, but the Kings shot 54% from the field, which is another great offensive game for them. Another big point performance, 131 points. The Kings scored, which was awesome to see that they are consistently putting up these numbers. They're running in transition, pushing the tempo, moving the ball. It's not a bad thing that it took a 26-point performance from Iman Shumpert for the Kings to win a game. In fact, they're going to need different guys at different times to step up because this team does not have an established go-to guy. Different guys are going to have good nights every once in a while. You cannot expect 26 points from Iman Shumpert once every three games. I'm just telling you ahead of time, although Iman Shumpert certainly could expect that from himself and believes that he can do that on a nightly basis, which is what makes Shumpert so fun and enjoyable as a teammate and as a player. But this team is going to need guys to step up, and Shumpert stepped up, and the Kings also came around him and managed to use his performance, not waste a good performance like that, but fill in the cracks and fill in the holes and give him enough of a supporting unit to be able to win this game. The most impressive stat from this entire game was the fact that the Kings held Oklahoma City to just 44% shooting from the field, which is fantastic that the Kings defense was able to do that. That included a very, very bad three-point shooting night by the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the three-point arc, at least in the first two games, was where the Kings were killed. OKC did have a bit of a rough shooting night, so it wasn't just fantastic perimeter defense by the Kings, but the Kings definitely more active on the perimeter. You can tell they took that seriously, and it worked. It resulted in a big win in OKC. A lot to like from this game. And I want to direct your attention now to the point totals. 131 to 120, the final in this one. 149 to 129 on Friday. Also, the Kings put up 117 against the Utah Jazz, the number one defensive team in the NBA. And this is where the league is trending. The league is going towards, like, it's no longer normal for 100 points to be the average for a four-quarter game. It's not 25 points per quarter is now standard. It's getting up to 30, 35. I would say about 30 points per quarter is now becoming the standard in the NBA. Why? Because this season we had the rule changes with the player range of motion, so now you have more frequent foul calls, which means more trips to the line, which the Kings are doing quite well at, by the way. You have shot clock resetting to 14 seconds off of a offensive rebound or off of a miss, which is good. So it speeds up possessions overall. The pace of play for all teams is picking up, plus the volume of three-point shots. All these mixed together is resulting in high point totals. Even the best defensive teams. I just mentioned the Utah Jazz giving up 117 points to the Sacramento Kings of all teams. And then you had the Golden State Warriors in game two of their season against the Utah Jazz in Utah gave up 81 points in the first half. That was more than what the Kings gave up in the first half in that 149-point showing from the New Orleans Pelicans. This is where the league is trending. I'm not saying the Kings are a good defensive team and it's standard that they gave up 149 points. I'm not even saying that 120 points that they gave up to Oklahoma City is passable and is okay, because you can certainly hold them to less if you really want to and if you want to play more physical defense. But with the volume of three-point shooting, the rule changes now, 120 points is going to start becoming standard in the NBA. I'm predicting. I mean, it's just that's where we're trending. That's where we're going. We've seen too many games result in this in just just the first week of the NBA season to just dismiss it as, oh, everybody's off to a hot start. No, this is where the league is going, and I'm here for it. I think it's great. More points, the better. I'm absolutely a fan of it. Hear what Dave Yeager had to say about his Sacramento Kings team following their win in Oklahoma City.
You know, I like our guys. From where we've come, first 2-3 days of training camp to now, we've made major, major improvements. We've got things to work on, certainly, but I like what I see, and we got a lot of guys minutes tonight, and minutes are going to come and go for different guys based on different things. But you know, I saw some really good things offensively tonight, and I see you know, certainly a lot of things defensively that can be learned through experience, and it just takes time as younger guys learn how to play against older guys. And you know, I'm not fired up about giving up 149, but I do like what I see from a lot of our guys.
So Kings fans are feeling good here on this Monday, and the numbers are a big reason for that. I put together a collection of stats. Actually, it's not all me. I'd like to take credit for it all, but I'm not as big of a nerd as the guys at Sacktown Royalty are. A lot of these numbers coming from them. So thank you to the guys for doing the hard work so that I could steal them and use them for this very podcast. But one number that I did come up with, and it wasn't hard to come up with at all, it's just looking at averages, was the scoring totals and the amount of points that the Kings are scoring from this season to last season. Remember, the Kings were towards the bottom of the league in scoring and in pace last year. The Kings are averaging 27 points per game, guys, in these three games. Now, it's only three games. I understand a small sample size. But the Kings are averaging 27 points per game more than they did last season. The Kings averaged only 98 points per game last season. They're up to 125 right now. That is insanity that this team is averaging nearly 30 points per game more in the same amount of time. That is absurd. The Kings are scoring an average of 30 points per, or nearly 30 points per game more. That's the equivalent to one quarter. It's like the Kings have added a fifth quarter onto their scoring numbers from last year. That is crazy talk how much better this team is offensively, and Dave Yeager deserves a lot of credit. Continuing with the numbers, he's getting a little more nerdy thanks to Sacktown Royalty. The Kings are running 17.1% of their possessions in transition. Pace is way, way up. And 17% doesn't sound like a lot in the NBA. It is, I promise you. Kings are averaging 1.4 points per possession. That's second in the NBA. And they're shooting 64.6% from the field. That is 3rd percent in the NBA. They have the 7th lowest turnover rate, which is fantastic for a young team that's pushing and trying to move fast in transition. Usually that results in a lot of sloppy play, but the Kings have done a good job taking care of the basketball. 7th lowest turnover rate. Also, the 7th highest fouls drawn, which was a big issue of this team, was getting to the line. They're also shooting better from the free throw line as a whole, which is great. Kings are 2nd in the league in pace. Holy freaking Luya, 2nd in the league in pace. And they're also 2nd in the league in field goal percentage and points per game. Across the board. Now, we know, I can hear you in the back of my head, though, but they're still 1-2 and they're still a bad defensive team. I know, I can hear that. I get that. I'm not saying this team is a perfect, fantastic, amazing team right now, but you wanted to see improvement from last year to this year, especially in pace and in scoring. You want to see this team improve on what their perceived strengths are, and they already have done that in a major way. I mean, 27 points per game more from last season to this season. 2nd in pace, from the bottom of the league in pace to 2nd in pace. 2nd in field goal percentage. 2nd in points per game after being at the bottom of the league. That's nuts. That's insanity. That's fantastic improvement for this team in such a small sample size. Continuing on, De'Aaron Fox. We are looking at him as our star going forward. De'Aaron Fox is averaging 20 points, 5 rebounds, 7.5 assists through 3 games. He's in pretty elite company. The only other point guards, or players really, that are averaging that same amount or those similar numbers, Steph Curry, James Harden, and Chris Paul. So we're talking about De'Aaron Fox's numbers right now are up with the elites in the NBA, two of them being phenomenal point guards, one being a shooting guard who is ball dominant. That's what we want. That's what everybody wanted from De'Aaron Fox. So he's showing it. My point is, only 3 games in, still plenty to go, but we're seeing what we needed and wanted to see from this Kings team so far. They've been competitive, even though they were blown out in the end by 20 points by the New Orleans Pelicans on Friday. This team has been competitive against 3 very good teams. They're playing Denver tomorrow, and that's the first non-playoff team that they're playing so far this year. But they're expected to be in the playoffs, or at least in the playoff conversation this year. I meant a non-playoff team going back to last year. This team is performing well and playing competitive basketball against some of the better teams in the league. They just beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, who were a playoff team with their star back at full strength on their home floor during their home opener. The Kings just did that. Like, that's improvement. That's fantastic. That's insane. That's what we wanted to see from this team. That's why I'm so excited. That's why I'm so fired up, because I can see tangible improvement, and that was all I could have asked for. Now, if you are the guy screaming down at the top of the mountain that you need a bunch of wins before you're going to be excited, I hate to tell you this, but your expectations are far too high, and you're going to be majorly disappointed for probably a long, long time. If you come down and realistically look at this team for where they're at, where they're trying to go, and what they can honestly trying to accomplish this year, we're seeing it right in front of our eyes in these first 3 games. Not to mention, this team is fun to watch play because of the amount of points that they put up. We're seeing Fox take steps forward. Buddy Hield has looked good. Willie Cauley-Stein has looked great. Marvin Bagley had back-to-back great games in New Orleans and in Oklahoma City. This is what you want if you are a Kings fan for this team, and hopefully they can continue that in Denver, potentially bring a 2-2 record back home with them, which would be fantastic if they could go 2-1 on this three-game road trip. And they have a lot of winnable games coming up. They have the Memphis Grizzlies at home. That should be a winnable game. They have the Washington Wizards at home. That definitely is a winnable game with how bad Washington has been playing right now. And then they head on the road, Miami Heat. That's a winnable game. They beat Miami in Miami last year. You also have the Hawks, the Magic. There are a lot of games coming up that the Kings can realistically win and put themselves in a better situation from where we expected them to be. And that is all that I can ask for as a fan and as someone who follows this team, covers this team, watches this team, and first and foremost, loves this team. So I hope you are as fired up and as excited as I am about this. I've been very pleased with these first three games. I'm looking forward to this game against Mike Malone's Denver Nuggets. On Wednesday, we will come back tomorrow and break that game down. So be sure to join me for that. Also, if you want to share your thoughts from these first three games, stuff you like, stuff you don't like, please do that. You can reach me on Twitter at MattGeorgeKHDK, or you can email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. We will talk tomorrow, preview this Denver Nuggets game and go into more detail, so be sure to join me for that. My name is Matt George. Thank you so much for listening to this Monday episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. This is part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.